For another update of Triple Team Traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
Some slowdowns southbound I-15 right out of the gate from downtown. It's going to stretch to Bangor Highway and Draper. On northbound I-15, still a few spots where traffic's bogged down. Going to be scattered between Draper up to 7200 South. We're starting to see the delays break up on the 21st South Freeway. Now the longest stretch of slowing goes westbound from just before Redwood Road to 5600 West, and still some slow and heavy traffic southbound on the west belt of I-215 from the 201 to Taylorsville. Len Thomas.
Ricky, a KSL traffic trooper reporting a crash. It's southbound on SR36 in Tooele County at Village Boulevard. We're seeing delays on westbound I-80 ramp to Tooele and from Mills Junction to Stansbury Park. Also in Salt Lake County, 5600 West and Bangor, both fixed southbound near the 201 freeway, and again in West Jordan. Southbound 15 is tight, very heavy over the point of the mountain into Utah County, and quite slow there right at SR92, then easing up after you get past this. Mark.
KSL traffic trooper reporting. Also northbound Legacy Parkway is unusually slow right now. Speeds between 15 and 35 miles per hour. And that's no surprise because I-15 itself has been a rough one through Davis County. And right now you are slow as far back as 5th South Bountiful all the way up to Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 is rough into and past Fruit Heights. Looks like I-215 is also very heavy, particularly hard right at the I-80 interchange. Thinking about moving? LDSAgents.com is a free nationwide service connecting you with real estate agents who speak their language. Visit LDSAgents.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.